So now, Mishnah Dalet, we'll talk about the halachas of a cow that's owned by a cheresh shota of a katan. That means a cheresh is a deaf mute, or a shota, someone who's mentally incompetent, or a katan, a child, like this one right over here. So in all cases, they are not considered to have das, as you can see by this beautiful but innocent, unsuspecting face. Which my working explanation for what it means to not have das, because obviously, an 11-year-old child is understands lots. Right, that's my definition. He knows. Is that you don't understand the full consequence of your actions. It's very difficult. Like, you know, I mean, if you speak to a child, an 11 or 12-year-old child, they might have an IQ of 160, and you'd already be able to do calculus. But they don't understand long-term consequences. They're prepared to forego. Yeah, they'll give up. You know, they don't understand why I can't do such and such. They're not looking at the long-term consequences.
They're still the status of a child.
Yeah. But I'm saying they don't really have the mental maturity to understand long-term consequences. Right? Like, you know, whatever. So, that being the case, that's just my hesber, but the point is, these categories of people, they show up throughout the Kolter Kula, don't have das, and therefore they're not liable to the Torah, across the board. You learn in the eighth parak, when that was me, like it says if you apply the child pgiyas and rats, bad news. If they poke at your eye, what do you do? They're just a kid. But if you poke at their eye, you're on the hook. So anyway, so the same goes across the board. Here we're talking about the child is supposed to be watching a cow. Well, of course the child can't be relied upon to watch the cow. The child doesn't have das. And same goes with the shota. He's, you know, belongs in a mental institution. And the cheresh. The cheresh, you have to think of the cheresh in the world of Chazal. I don't want to discuss again about what's the cheresh in modern times, but a cheresh means a deaf mute. It means he's born deaf, can't speak. So your working assumption is, before like the invention of, you know, I don't know, Helen Keller and special ed, like no information ever went into this guy's head. So like you don't know what is going on inside there. So he's not held responsible for what happens. So therefore, if his cow, now inside the Mishnah says, Shor shel pikeach, pikeach is a regular person. A regular person's cow, shenagach, and it goes and damages, shenagach shor shel cheresh shota v'katan. The victim now is the cheresh or the shota v'katan. Well, of course, chayev, the irresponsible pikeach, that's you and me, should have been watching our cow, and since we didn't, we have to pay. Straightforward. Vishal cheresh shota v'katan. On the flip side, if the cow was owned by a deaf mute or a mentally incompetent person or a child, so then, in its shenagach shor shel pikeach, it goes and gores one of our cows, so then patur, the child or the mentally incompetent or the deaf mute is patur, is exempt from liability in the courts because they're not held accountable for anything. We discussed this on the phone, Daniel, that I'm confident to say that if the cheresh did know better, like he'll face music up in Shemaim. What's not to, like Pater here means Pater B'dinei Adam, down here on planet Earth. It's many, 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 many times. We've seen, and we'll see more, where it's Hamotzi Mechaver Lavarai. The burden of proof sits on the claimant, and therefore, Pater, he won't pay. That doesn't mean he's not going to pay for his negligence upstairs. It just means down here, the base is not going to exact money out of him. Pater means down here. What goes on upstairs is issue. We're talking about the base. Okay, now. More shor shel cheresh shota v'katan shenagach. If you have a cow owned by one of these people who haven't got das, so then based in ma'amid in lahen apitropos, we appoint a court-appointed guardian over this animal and these people to make sure that the cow doesn't cause more mischief. Umeid in lahen b'fnei apitropos. So when that cow now does cause damage, it gores other cows, let's say, you will now bring that guardian to based in and put him on notice, saying this cow is damaging, watch out for it. That's how we will turn it from a tam to a mu'ud. Now, if after three times that happens, the cow is still goring, the cow will now be the owner of the cow will pay nezek shalom, meaning that the apitropos will pay nezek shalom on behalf of the children. The guardian will pay on behalf of the mentally incompetent, whatever it is. So, it's a machlokas actually in the Gemara, how that works. Is it, he just, so to speak, withdraws money out of the kid's bank account and pays, or is it he pays out of his own pocket as the guardian, but then will get reimbursed from the people who's watched the kid's bank account? Oh, it's a big difference because he's on the hook for the money in the meantime. In any case, either way, what happens if the guardian is taking care of it, but then the mentally incompetent lacking das people become competent and have das. This tapach hacheresh, the deaf mute becomes someone who can now hear and speak, and now he gets a proper education, he's normalized. Nishtatfa hashota, or the mentally incompetent becomes sane. Vihigdila katan, or the child grows up.
What's the source of the word nishtatfa? What does that word literally mean?
I don't know.
Sure.
No, I think the tough there is, it's probably safa, which means, I don't know. Yeah, I think so. That's what I'm leaning for. I think that it's because the spirant, the shin, like the tough comes in there. But I'll speak out. It doesn't mean he could speak, I don't think, because it's not going on then. I don't know. It means that he recovered from his sanity, his insanity. So in all those cases, so now, how do you look at it? Do you say, okay, the responsibility is shifted from the apitropos back to this person who once didn't have das, but now has das. So it's like a new owner. Now, normally you have a new owner, so then you say, okay, now has the new owner's got like a new, it's a reset button, and now the cow goes back to being a tom? Or do you say, no, the cow once established as a muad is a muad, and the new owner takes on that responsibility. So Reb Meir says, it's chosle tumoso, it goes back to being a tom. Meaning, since the ownership transferred from being the responsibility of the apitropos, being the responsibility of the child who now is an adult, or whatever, the sane person, became sane. So now the reset button clicks in, a new owner means like a new status, and the cow goes back to being a tom. And Rabbi Yossi omer harehu bechezkaso. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it stays how it is. It doesn't change to being a tom again just because it transferred ownership. On this point, it's very interesting. I think it's interesting. The halacha is a little subtle. The halacha is like this. The Rambam paskins that indeed, if you transfer ownership, the cow, it's a reset button, and the cow goes back to being a tom. You said the cow's behavior is associated with the muzzle, whatever, of the owner, and therefore new owner means the new status, back to tom. But he says, when it comes to apitropos relinquishing responsibility and it, you know, devolving back on the original, the child, whatever it is, that's not a change in ownership. Like the cow doesn't experience a new owner. It just happens to have there's a legal transfer of responsibility. So therefore, that being the case, the Rambam paskins sort of interestingly, he paskins like Rebbe Meir, that a new owner means it's chosle tumoso, goes back to being a tom. But he holds in this case, like Rebbe Yossi, that since it's not really a change of ownership, just a change of like legal responsibility, but the cow hasn't, you know, gone to a new home, whatever it is, so then indeed it stays a muad. Strange, but true. Okay? Now we transfer to a whole new world here. What every boy is interested in, especially my young-year-old, my 11-year-old, a bullfighting cow. The Shor Itzdadin, which the Itzdadin is from the word stadium, the Greek Latin word like stadium. A stadium cow, meaning you've trained it to be a killer cow. Since you've trained it to be a killer cow, now the Mishnah is dealing with a whole new point, a new world. The din is, when it comes to cows, when a cow, or any animal, not just a cow, any animal, when an animal kills a human being, the rule is, without anything else, forget liability, the cow on its own right has to be killed. It gets skila. Yisakel. You will stone the cow. Fine. That din is, the pasuk says ki yigach, when the cow shall gore. So we're going to make a drasha here, which says yeah, that assumes that the cow went and gored, like sort of happenstance. But if you trained it, you trained it to be a killer, then it will. Then it's not the cow's fault, so to speak, and the pasuk will exclude that cow from being killed. So forth.
My friend has an ex-special forces dog.
Right, so that would be the same thing.
Guard dog. That would be
exactly, exact same thing. Where is the pasuk here? I'm looking for the right, looking for it. It's a chaf aleph chaf ches. One second. Chaf aleph chaf ches. Here it is. The pasuk says v'ki yigach shor, if a cow goes and gores, as ish or as isha, a man or woman, the mace and the victim dies, sakol yisakel hashur, you will stone the cow, below ye'achel es bisaro, you will not eat its flesh, it comes asher b'hana, we'll see in a second, uval hashur naki, and the owner of the cow is naki, well darshan to mean that you don't pay,
no liability,
right, but you don't pay,
German Shepherds, like, and carry a big...
German Shepherds?
Like 14 German Shepherds. Now he has 10.
Oh. So, yeah, so if that German Shepherd is killed, you won't pay. This Balash or Naki is telling you that, if it, we'll see in a second, that he doesn't pay down here, and he won't pay, we'll see in a second, about paying for Evet. We'll get there in a second. In any case, over here, the drasha says inside now. Sure, it's Dadin, if you have a trained stadium cow. Ein Chayav Misa. If it goes and kills, it doesn't have to die. Shnei Mark, as the Pasuk said, Ki Yigach, if it should gore. But this wasn't just happened to have gored. Not that it's only chayiv if it happens to gore. This one didn't just happen to gore. This one was trained to be a killer. So if you trained it to be the gorer, then it's off the hook. It doesn't get skila.